Well, it is a, it's like I've had an absolutely wonderful time being here this weekend.
我在这个周末当中在大家中间非常的享受。
As you just heard, I've been serving with youth and young adult for over 20 years.
我在这个年轻人的这个牧会当中大概有20年。
And I'm going to speak about some troubling times that we're in.
我看到就是这个年代的人所处于一些的困惑当中。
I don't know if we have ever seen as much confusion among teenagers and young adults.
其实我们看到现在年轻人，特别是这个时代的人，他们对于这个人生啊，非常多的困惑。
About how they understand church and Christianity.
他们面对说什么是基督教啊，什么是教堂啊，他们很少知识。
But I'm going to be explaining how you in this room.
我会介绍一下，就是我们在座的每一位应该怎么样。
Can be making a difference in their lives.
我们可以在他们的身上可以做什么的贡献呢？
To understand Jesus and follow him.
什么叫做跟随耶稣基督？怎么要去认识我们的耶稣基督？
So I'm going to start out with some bad news and then some good news.
我先要说一些的坏消息和一些的好消息。
I'm going to say some things that you might get depressed about.
我们听一些东西呢，可能听起来是非常的沮丧啊。
So hang in there during the depressing part.
我们在开始听到这个坏消息的时间，我们要忍耐一下。
Because I'm going to end with some happy parts.
跟着呢，我们就会有好消息了。
This is about your grandchildren and your children.
这个就是关于你们的小孩，还有你们的孙辈他们的故事啊。
And anyone in this room that's of that age group, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
如果今天我刚才说的这些年轻人在我们中间呢，你知道我在说什么了。
So I want to start out with some bad news.
这个是一个坏消息。
I study churches across America.
我对于美国的教会非常的熟悉。
And I want to share some insight of what's going on.
我对于这些的教会当中有一些的洞察力想告诉大家。
The bad news is that it takes only one generation to forget the story of God.
这个坏消息是很差劲的，就是或许在我们这一代当中，我们就把大家关于上帝的故事就忘记了。
Today, many young adults and youth are leaving the church and abandoning their faith.
现在很多的年轻人就是背向了在上帝的面前，转向了这个世界。
You see this in the news a lot. It is that becoming that important.
我们知道在这个新闻当中也有报道过这个教会里面的年轻人离开教堂这个事实。
You see headlines on CNN, like up on the screen.
那好像在屏幕上面，我们看到这个 CNN 上面也曾经报道过
about American youth and young adults.
就美国他们的年轻人怎么样
？One in four young adults, they're leaving the church.
就是四分之一的年轻人，他们在教会里面，但是他们离开了。
70% of teenagers leave the faith after they graduate from high school.
他们就是70%年轻人在高中毕业之后，他们就不再信主了。
It's absolutely heartbreaking.
就我们非常痛心的事情。
Then I looked up Canadian statistics.
那我就看一下加拿大人又怎么样。
And it's even worse.
加拿大人更糟糕。
There is a study that was put out two years ago.
在两年前有个这样的调查。
It says that only one in three Canadian young adults who attended church weekly as a child.Still do so today.
就是三分之一的这个年轻人中间，以前他们还在教会里面的，现在还留在教会里面的只有三分之一剩下。
Of the young adults who no longer attend church in Canada,
这些不再回教会的年轻人
，half have also stopped even identifying themselves as Christian and instead say they're atheist or agnostic.
这些不在教会里面的年轻人里面有一半。几乎也承认自己说我不再是基督徒，我甚至是无神论还是未知论者。
This means they don't understand the grace of Jesus.
有个问题就是他们在教会里边的时候，他们不知道什么叫耶稣的恩典和救恩
，or forgiveness，
或者说上帝的饶恕
，or about having purpose and meaning in life。
就说在这个世界上到底他是目的是什么，他们不知道。
And the joy of being in healthy Christian community.
可能在教堂里面，他们没有一种真正喜乐的生活。
So this is a horrifyingly sad thing.
这个是非常悲哀的一个事实。
But there's good news.
但是有好消息。
The good news is that new generations are greatly open to Jesus.
但是新生代的这些年轻人呢，居然他们对耶稣呢很好奇。
And many churches are making changes to see these negative trends reversed.
而好消息也是，很多教会因此也改变他们内部的一些的作风，来迎合外面的人的认识。
There's wonderful things happening in this church.
啊，我们知道在自己教会当中也有些的改变。
This morning I spoke in a room across the hall over there.
啊，今天早上我在这个副礼堂当中讲道。
And it was filled with young people.
全是年轻人。
So there's good news happening despite that there's bad things going on.
虽然我们看到在这个教会当中也有一些的好消息，虽然外面有一些的坏消息。
And here's how this affects you in this room.
但是我们今天在座有些什么要注意的？
It takes only one Christian living out their faith.
就是说，好消息就是只要有一个基督徒站出来，把他的信仰活着。
To influence the next generation.
他把他生命能够摆出来，在那些下一代的基督徒中间。
And introduce them to Jesus and the story of God.
然后就是介绍耶稣基督给他们。
This can be you.
这可能就是你啊。
I want to look in the book in the Bible in the book of Judges.
我们看一下这个士师记第二章里边所说的。
Chapter 2, verse 6 through 11.
第二章第六到十一节。
The story that's happening right here is that Moses, God used Moses to rescue Israel out of Egypt.
这个故事开始说到摩西拯救了以色列人出了埃及。
God performed many miracles as he rescued them.
上帝也施展了非常多的神迹去拯救他们。
The parting of the Red Sea.
这个红海也分开了。
The ten plagues.
这个的十灾。
He appeared as a fire to lead them through the desert.
他们也在以色列面前成为一个的火柱引领他们。
So they knew God and they saw who he was.
其实他们都目睹了神在他们当中的作为。
Joshua was then the understudy of Moses.
这个约书亚呢，就是摩西的一个跟班。
So this is now taking place with the next generation after Moses and after Joshua.
这个就是说，在这里讲到的，就是在摩西和约书亚后面那个世代。
It says this.
这样说。
After Joshua had dismissed the Israelites, they went to take possession of the land, each to their own inheritance.
从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候。他们各归自己的地业，占据地土。
The people served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel.
你知道，在约书亚同期的人，他们都是在侍奉耶和华当中的长老呢，就活到这个圣经这段的年代当中。
Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110.And they buried him in the land of his inheritance.
有耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁的时候就死了。
After that whole generation had been gathered to their fathers, ancestors, another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done.
就是在约书亚和他的世代慢慢过去之后呢，新生代起来，他们竟然不认识耶和华。
So their grandparents knew Jesus.
他们的祖辈认识上帝的。
But I'm sorry, the grandparents knew God.
他们的祖辈是认识上帝的。
But now their grandchildren don't.
但是他们的孙辈呢，就开始不认识上帝。
And this is what's happening today.
这就是今天的环境嘛。
This is a reality that we're facing all across North America.
这是我们正要面对这种的身边的冲击，就在我们中间。
I was recently speaking in our church about the resurrection of Jesus.
最近在我自己母会里面，我讲到耶稣基督的复活。
And speaking how he died and he rose again from the dead.
我们也讲耶稣怎么样死，怎么样从死里面复活。
A college-age student wanted to talk to me and ask me a question.
这个大学里面的这个朋友呢，就问我一个问题。
He said it was very serious and he's not joking about what he was going to ask me.
他就告诉我的时候，他不是开玩笑，就看着我就说。
He heard glimpses of the story that somebody died and then came back to life.
他说我好像听说有个故事，这个有人死了然后又复活。
And he was not a Christian.
他不是一个基督徒啊。
Was not raised in a church.
他不是在教会里面出生的。
So he was hearing the story for the first time.
他就原来是听了第一次有关耶稣基督的故事。
And he asked me, was Jesus a zombie?
他说耶稣基督是不是一个丧尸啊？
Because if you think about it, we live in a zombie culture.
他可能因为这个年轻人现在看的这个电影全部是丧尸啊，全部是
zombie comic books, zombie movies, zombie TV shows.
这些丧尸的这些漫画、电视，你知道了，在外面很流行的。
So only naturally, if he hears somebody that dies and comes back to life, he's going to think he's a zombie.
因为他听了太多，他说一听到耶稣故事，他说耶稣是不是一个丧尸啊
？At first, it caught me off guard.
开始我就大眼瞪小眼的看着他，傻了。
And then I realized, of course he's going to think that.
我就说当然他的确会这么想。
Because that's how he's interpreting things growing up in the land today.
他没有办法，就是他成长中间教育他，他就这么看耶稣了。
So we met and we talked about Jesus.
我们就说我们要知道怎么样讲耶稣的事情。
And that he wasn't a zombie.
他不是一个丧尸。
And over time, through his friends,
开始他就在他朋友圈子里边
Through talking to many other Christians,
就跟其他的基督徒在交谈
he ended up putting faith in Jesus.
他最终呢就把他的信心归到耶稣基督身上
and believed in his resurrection.
然后真的相信耶稣基督是从死里面复活
and we baptized him.
然后最后呢就是受洗
and it was a good ending to the story.
这个是一个年轻人，我们看到的是一个好的结束
but for every good ending, there's so many.That are not putting faith in Jesus.
但是在我们看到这些好的结果中间呢，其实还有很多人是不认识耶稣基督的。
But this is showing that things are changing in American culture.
这我们看到呢，是在只在美国这样的一个文化当中。
And I understand we're in a different culture here.
我们知道在加拿大是另外一种的环境。
And just the whole dynamics of this church.
我们在教会当中有不同的文化在中间。
But let me pretend that you're in a seminary class right now.
我们假装就是大家现在是神学生 ,okay?
And let me teach you as though I'm making some observations about church and culture.
我们要教大家呢就是说你怎么样看这个的教会还有文化。
Now, on the screen, there'll be a chart.
我们在屏幕上我们看到有一幅画。
On the left side of the chart, you'll see that there's large trees.
我们在屏幕上的左边看到一些比较大的树。
They're the ones that would be the older generations.
这些树呢，就代表了这些比较老一辈的基督徒。
And the shorter the tree, the younger you are.
就是右边的小的树呢，就是我们这些新生代的这些的基督徒。
So on the left side, the older Christians and the people grew up in a atmosphere that understood God.
就是在一个大树上面，就是老一辈的基督徒，他们所生活在那个世界中间呢，是当初的人都认识上帝的。
Heard the basic stories of Jesus.
他们大部分世界里边的人也听过耶稣的故事。
And over time, new generations were being born.
当然随着时代的过去呢，新生代就开始长成了。
And they didn't know the story of Jesus.
他们也没有听过耶稣的故事。
What the church did?
那教会做什么呢
？Was they got scared about all of the changes in culture?
那教会就开始害怕，因为他们没有听过这个圣经的故事。
And said, "There's so many crazy things going on out there."
他说，外面这个世界真是乱七八糟了。
We better stick together here.
他说，基督徒就说，我们一定要去保持在一起。
And have church meetings in our buildings.
我们就开始呢自己紧密的聚会。
Which is good, and we need these.
很好的，但是我们也需要这种聚会。
But we've kind of cocooned into our own little world.
但是我们好像是这个把自己紧紧的包裹，像一个蚕，用这个茧把自己捆起来。
And many of our friends were all Christians.
我们自己身边的朋友只剩下是基督徒。
So we created this subculture, this bubble.
那我们这样就成为一个基督徒的一个叫次文化这样一个的泡泡里面。
Then eventually we're saying we better reach out to the young people today.
我们就说你们必须要出去啊，找那些新生代的年轻人啊。
And we're in this kind of subculture bubble long enough that we began doing some strange things.
我们在这个基督徒所谓创造的这种的次文化这种泡泡当中的时候，就有奇妙的这些化学反应开始。
To reach out to people that didn't know Jesus.
我们就开始用一种特别的东西呢，去影响外面的人。
We then started making scripture candy.
啊，我们就开始呢，就创造一些的圣经的这个糖果。
It's candy with Bible verses on them.
我们就把糖果上面印上这个圣经的经句。
Testament.
啊，我们这些的啊，这个薄荷糖也是圣经的。
Socks with Bible verses.
啊，这个袜子也有圣经的。
Which don't make sense.
啊，这个不知道为什么上面要搞成这样子。
If you want people to read the Bible verses.
啊，如果你这样看圣经的话，就有点问题。
Poker chips.
啊，这个就是这个叫筹码。
If you look at them closer.
啊，如果你看。清楚一些
It says things like, don't gamble with eternity.
他说不要把你的永恒当作一个赌注。
Jesus knows how to hold them.
Which one was it?
Jesus knows how to hold them in the middle on the top.
他说耶稣知道怎么样打牌。
So I often wonder, what are we to do with these poker chips?
那我们拿了这些的筹码来干什么？不知道。
Be playing cards with our friends.
我们就跟这个朋友去打牌吗
？Or going to Las Vegas?
去这个拉斯维加斯吗
？And then take a chip.
然后就拿这个筹码。
Slip it to the dealer.
就是跟这个的这个技术人就说。
And then he sees it and looks at it.
就难道就这么看他吗
？And he goes, oh. And then he prays.
然后就说你看了，我们一起祷告吧。
That probably doesn't happen.
可能这是开玩笑而已。
God can do anything.
当然呢，可能上帝也会做很多的事情。
But that probably doesn't happen.
但通常都不会发生的。
But in good attempts.
但是一个很好的一个尝试了。
Trying our best to do something.
就我们就是说，尽我们可能去做一些外展的事情。
We're wanting to reach out to the next generation.
我们是努力的把信仰带给下一代。
But so many things that we've tried are not working.
但是我们做了好多的事情是徒劳无功的。
I'm going to be sharing to you what I think the most important thing we can do is.
那现在我们要讲的就是说我们应该最重要是做什么了。
But before you reach out to a people group.
你在开始做一些对没有信主的群体要做的事情第一步是什么
Just like a missionary going into a different country.
就把自己想成一个宣教士去一个异文化的地方
You want to understand what they're thinking.
你要知道他们在想什么
So let's look at how younger generations view the church and Christianity.
我们就看一下到底年轻人他怎么样看我们基督教或者是教会的
One major thing about them we can understand.
有一个最主要的事情我们需要知道明白的是
Is the majority of this generation has no idea who Jesus is, a part that people who follow him are usually judgmental.
我们这些外面的年轻人对于教会的一个印象，除了在一些基督徒表现出来是很爱批评的那种的印象中间，他们对神的教会没有其他的印象。
An extensive study was made of 16 to 30 year olds in the United States.
在美国里面曾经做了这样子一个非常广泛的一个调查在16到30岁人中间
When someone was asked to describe what do you think Christians are about?
他就广泛的问就是说你对于基督徒有什么看法
Here's what they said
那这是他们真实的想法
91% said anti-homosexual
91% 的人他们是反对同性恋的
87% said judgmental
87% 的人说他们是一个很爱论断的
85% hypocritical
85% 他们说这是假冒为善的
75% too political
他们75% 说他们就太政治化了
Now I know we're in Canada but I bet most of this would be very similar if we asked this age group here
如果我们问当中我们在这个年龄段里边的年轻人可能你们对教会也有一些同样的看法吧
If you type in Google, Christians are.
如果你在 Google 上面说，你说基督徒是什么
？It comes up that we are crazy, judgmental, ignorant, hypocrites, delusional.
那原来在 Google 上面所反映出来，他说原来基督徒是疯子，基督徒是很无知的，基督徒是假冒为善，是有幻觉，很爱批评人。
If you type in preacher into Google image search,
如果说这个牧师，你打出来会找到什么
？You'll see images like this that keep coming up.
这个这样的一些图片就继续会出来了。
If you notice something common in all of these pictures,
你知道这些图画里面唯一相似的是什么呢
？Kind of like finger pointing judgmentalism.
就是这个你手指的别人那种是批评人的那种基督徒。
And this last one is where I think we kind of copied this pose from.
最后就是我们就就是有这样的一个印象的一种牧师。
I was in the gym a couple of years ago.
在几年前我在一个体育中心当中。
And they got new equipment there.
就看到一些新的仪器。
And there was a girl in her young 20s who was showing me the equipment.
有一个年轻大概20出头的一个女生呢，就介绍这些仪器给我。
And we were talking about bands and music.
我们就说这个乐团啊，这个音乐怎么样
？And at the end of the talk,
我们在最谈话最后
，She asked me, "What do you do?"
她说呢，你做什么的
？And I said, "I'm a pastor in a church."
我说是在教会里面一个牧师啊。
And she said she backed up, and she's like, "No, you're not." And she physically backed up.
然后她就往后退，她说不可能吧，你是牧师
？She bumped into the equipment.
他就敲到这个的仪器了。
And I'm like, "What's wrong?"
我说发生什么事情啊
？And she's like, "You can't be a pastor."
他说你不可能是牧师吧
？And I'm just like, "Why not?"
他说为什么不可以呢
？And she said, "Pastors are creepy."
他牧师啊是那种就是怪怪的人啊。
And I'm just like, "Why do you think they're creepy?"
那为什么就是成为怪怪的人呢，牧师
？And she said, "I see them on TV asking for money."
我就是在电视上看到他们就是这样在拿钱的。
I hear about them in the news when some scandal happens.
我知道在电视的新闻当中，他们有一些的丑闻呢。
And I'm like, "Do you know any pastors?"
我说你自己认不认识一些牧师啊
？And she's like, "No, but this is what I hear of them."
她说我没有认识牧师，但是我全听到了就是这些啊。
And I'm just like, "Look, we're not all creepy."
我告诉他我们都不是这个样子的。
Some pastors are creepy for sure.
有一些牧师就是怪怪的。
Not in this church.
不是在这个教会里边啊。
But it was interesting that her perception of us were that we were all creepy.
但是不能否认的，外面人看基督徒是怪怪的。
What's going on out there as well is that a majority of this generation is hearing a new narrative of what's in the Bible.
但这个新生代里面呢，竟然开始听到一些关于教会或者是圣经里边的故事。
They're having a new understanding of what the Bible says God is, who He is.
他们用一种新的方式去诠释到底基督教或耶稣基督是什么。
I received a letter from a college student.
那我收了一封从这个大学生里边寄给我一封信。
He was raised in a church.
他在教会里面长大了
，involved in the youth ministry。
他也在这个青年团契侍奉。
He went off to college。
就刚刚大学毕业了。
And during his college years, he became an atheist。
他却在这个大学中间呢，成为一个无神论者。
He wrote a letter to his campus Christian leader。
他就写一封信给他们校园团契里面的人。
And I got permission to show it。
然后我就征了他的同意，我就展示给大家看。
But Basically, he started asking questions about the Bible.
他开始就直问圣经当中看见的问题。
He started asking, "Why does the Bible say in the New Testament, 'Women be silent, don't speak up in church'?"
他说为什么在提摩太前书里面，他说找到一处说女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服呢
？He started saying, "What about when God kills people in the Bible?"
他说为什么圣经当中我看到上帝要杀人呢？
He started wondering about science in the Bible.
他也就问一下，在圣经里边所说的科学是什么
？He asked his parents these questions.
他问他的父母这些问题。
His parents couldn't answer.
他们父母哑口无言。
He asked his friends who are Christians.
他问他基督徒朋友这些的问题。
They couldn't answer.
他们也哑口无言。
He asked his college Christian leaders, and they couldn't answer.
他们问他们校园团契里面的人也哑口无言。
So he went on the internet.
他们就开始自己去上网去找答案。
And he found there's many websites out there today.
他就发现了在网站上面有很多类似这种的网站。
Like evilbible.com.
这个是圣经是邪恶的网站。
And what these websites are doing.
这些的网站在干什么呢？
Is they're pulling out different pieces of the Bible without context.
就是他们就抽取了圣经里面给他们去利用的，就是在圣经当中其实全文并不那么一定去解释的。
And they start saying that in the Bible, God is an angry, evil God.
他们就开始把他们自己想象一个坏的上帝从圣经这里那里抽取了，成为一个攻击圣经的机会。
So on the internet, young people are finding these things.
就原来年轻人在网上居然就看到这些了。
There's books that are put out, like this one on the screen.
这些呢就是网站上很多的内容材料。
It's called Awkward Moments Children's Bible.
就是说是在圣经当中很奇怪的一些情况。
And they take Bible verses.
他们也用这个圣经的内容。
And then put nice children's looking art pieces up.
好像就是儿童适合的这些的漫画，这样把这些圣经怪怪的这些内容给登出来。
They'll say Noah and the Ark. It looks like a nice little fantasy drawing.
就是这个挪亚跟他的方舟上面呢，就是非常温暖的一个另外一个世界一样的地方。
But the teachers and your pastors aren't telling you about all of the people who died, and you'll see them drowning there in the water.
他说但是你们的老师没有告诉你们，你看这个海里面死了这些啊，他们没告诉你啊。
There's billboards being taken out.
这些的广告牌呢就这么制作。
That are saying things, quoting the Bible, silence ladies, with Bible verses there.
他们既然是反基督教的，反而用了圣经的话说女人你们闭嘴吧。
Saying the Bible says so.
因为圣经这样说的。
On the internet, you'll see things like this. They'll say, "Hush, women."
就在网站上呢，我也可以看到这些，就是说，女人你要闭嘴。
Quoting the Bible.
然后下面就经文出处。
Saying that Christians think women should not even talk.
就是说，圣经告诉说，女人连讲话的份儿都没有。
So many young people are seeing these things.
这些年轻人每天都几乎可能看到这些东西。
I talked to a 16-year-old.
我就跟一个16岁的年轻人说
，Who said your God endorses slavery, female oppression, hatred, and genocide？
他就告诉我，他说你们的上帝啊，是这个允许这些的奴隶啊，这个压制女性啊，这个文化的大屠杀等等。
And she said, I'll never want to believe in a God like that。
他如果这样的神，我永远都不要信。
In this church, I spoke on Friday。
我星期五在这里跟大家分享的时间。
Afterwards, two high schoolers came up to me.
就两个中学的学生就过来跟我讲话。
And they said, this is exactly what they're hearing in school.
他说我在学校里面就是听到这些。
After I spoke on Friday, a seventh grader in this church emailed me.
我在周五讲完道之后呢，有一个七年级的学生就给我 email。
And he said, these are the same things his friends are asking him.
这个基督徒就说其实旁边的人不信主的人都问我同样的问题。
I met a parent and their 10-year-old son this morning.
我今天早上也遇到一个家长和他10岁的孩子。
And the 10-year-old said with his parents there how his teacher is telling him these very things.
这个10岁的孩子就亲耳的告诉我，他说他们的老师也在说这些事情。
Not his Sunday school teacher.
当然不是主日学老师啊。
His teacher in school.
就是学校的老师。
Just to make that clear.
就清楚一些啊。
So it's very frightening seeing what's going on out there.
那可能在外面有一些比较可怕的现象。
There's so much confusion with young people and the Bible and the church.
就是年轻人对于这个很模糊、很混乱的这种思想，是关于神啊、教会、基督徒。
So the bad news is, it only takes one generation to forget the story of God.
这坏消息就是说，只要在一代的人中间就把上帝给忘了。
But the good news is it takes only one Christian to help another hear the story of God and change their life for eternity.
但是好消息就是只要有一个真的基督徒能站出来的时候，他就证明这个上帝是存在，而且是改变历史的。
Let me tell you a personal story.
我告诉你自己经历一些。
I was not raised in a Christian home.
我不是在基督教家庭长大的。
I didn't know the Bible.
啊，我也不懂圣经。
What I understood of the Bible whenever I looked at one.
如果我看一个圣经，我会这么读的。
It felt like a medical dictionary to me.
我一看起来就觉得是这个医学的字典啊。
Written in columns with numbers.
这个有章有节的。
Very strange looking.
就看起来怪怪的。
The words in it sounded like viruses to me.
这些字看起来好像病毒一样的这种。
So I put it on the shelf.
我就开始就把这个圣经放到这个书架上。
Between Lord of the Rings.
就在这个 Lord of the Rings 小说。
And Dracula.
就 Dracula 这个小说。
Scary monsters in it.
就是有一些怪物这些的出名的小说。
I believe God started working in my life.
我知道上帝在我生命当中做一些带领。
And I actually tried to, in my college years, start to read the Bible.
其实我努力的也在大学中间尝试读圣经。
I wasn't angry at Christians.
我不是对基督徒有什么怒气了。
I just thought they were weird.
我就觉得他们就很怪了。
And they were very uncool.
他们就非常的不很酷了，就是。
And dumb for believing in fairy tales.
就是对于这些圣经里面这些怪怪的故事全部都信进去了。
But God was working in my life, and He had me read a Bible.
上帝呢，就居然开始改变我的思想，开始读圣经。
I was living in London, England at the time.
我那个时候曾经住在英国的伦敦。
I was playing in a punk band.
我在当中做一个的现代这个朋克的这个乐团里边。
My hair was three times higher.
我当时呢，那头发比现在还要高三倍。
All black leather.
就是全部是皮裤这样。
Spikes.
就是全部都这个刺的胡须都出来了。
And I started reading a Bible.
但是我也读圣经啊。
One day at a lunchtime,
有一天这个午餐的时间
I walked by a church building.
我经过了一个教堂。
And there on a street sign, it said Bible study inside today.
它就上面有一个指示牌说今天有查经聚会。
So I'm like, I have a Bible on me.
就说当时诶我有一个圣经哦。
And so I opened the door.
我就开门进去了。
Went in past the lobby.
我就进去这个大堂里边。
And there was three elderly people sitting in chairs.
就三个年长的人就坐在那里。
In their 80s, I would guess.
我觉得他们应该有八十多了吧。
I looked at them and they looked up at me startled.
我也看着他们看着我就更厉害就这样。
Like, the sign was there for 20 years, and I was the first person who ever came in.
可能在二十年之中竟然有第一个人走进来。
And I was about to go like, oops, sorry, wrong room.
我差一点就说对不起啊我走错了拜拜。
But one man there who was 82 years old, his name was Stuart Allen. Here's a photo of him.
当中有一个82岁的一个叫 Stuart Allen 的这个人。
He looked up at me and he went,Here for the study.
他说你过来去查经吗
And because he said that, I'm like, okay, and I sat down.
然后他这样问哦好吧我就坐下来跟你一起吧。
He then had a thermos, and he poured me a cup.
他就有一个保暖壶然后就倒我一点饮料。
And he said, drink Ovaltine.
他说你喝一喝这个阿华田吧。
I'm like, Christians are so weird.
我说啊，基督徒怎么这么怪啊？这个
，I was very nervous.
我就非常紧张。
I drank the Ovaltine very fast.
我就赶紧一口就把这个阿华田给闷了。
Gave him the cup back.
然后就杯子就还给他。
He looked at his friend and he poured me another one.
他就看看他的朋友又倒我一杯。
Then I got nervous.
然后我们就开始都紧张。
I'm like, what if this was a strange cult?
我说这是不是一种的这个邪教啊
And there was something in that drink.
是不是有一种特别的迷幻药在里边、
And I was going to wake up chained up in their basement.
然后我就醒了之后就全身就绑着锁链。
With elderly people poking at me with sticks.
然后就有人就用针开始在戳我啊。
But that's not what was going on.
当然不是啊。
That was their way of welcoming me in.
原来是一个欢迎我的一个姿态了。
They didn't judge me for my haircut.
他们没有对我这个全身的怪的装扮呢去批评我。
And they encouraged me to ask questions.
他们就开始帮助我，他说你问问题啊。
They never made me feel dumb for asking a question.
他们给我没有任何一个感觉，我是问一个很傻的问题。
When they would say, open the Bible to this book.
啊，他们说这个我们打开圣经这一处。
I would have to look at the table of contents.
啊，我就开始这个找圣经的目录。
And they would gently help me understand how the Bible was laid out.
他们就很温柔地给我解释，他说圣经是这么这么去形成的。
They invited me to their Sunday meeting.
他们就带到我在这个主日的活动中间。
After the meeting is over, we'd go down into the basement.
啊，我们查完经，我们就到了这个这个 basement 里边。
There were elderly ladies there.
啊，已经也有另外一个年纪大的姐妹在那里。
And they would bring me lunch.
他们就已经准备好了这个中餐。
And then they would fight about it.
然后他们就说，哦，不不，很客气的这样。
Dan, eat my lunch. No, Dan, you eat my lunch.
他们就说，哦，不，你吃我的吧。他说，我不要，你吃我的吧。大家在客气。
So I was loving it.
啊，我就最喜欢了。
Because elderly ladies were fighting who gives me their lunch.
他们两个所有的这些老姐妹就说，看谁能给牧师最多的午餐，他们就赢了。
But though I was experiencing Christian community.
啊，原来我第一次呢能够经历到所谓的基督徒的生活
，in acceptance and love，
就是接纳和爱。
Despite that, I was very different than them.
虽然我看起来他们跟我很不一样
，and I was able to ask questions，
但是我也可以给我足够的空间去发问
，just like 1 Peter chapter 3 says to do。
啊，就好像是这个彼得前书第三章十五到十七节说的
，says in your hearts。Revere Christ as Lord.
只要心里尊主基督为圣。
That group was not perfect.
那个基督徒的团队呢，其实不是完美啊。
But you could tell Christ was their Lord.
但是你知道呢，耶稣基督是他们的主。
Then it says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you.
圣经告诉我们说，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
They encouraged questions, and then they would respond to questions I'd have.
他们就鼓励我问问题，然后一题一题的回答。
And over time, I ended up putting faith in Jesus.
然后之后呢，我慢慢把自己的信心放到基督的身上。
Now you wouldn't think an evangelistic strategy.
可能你不会想有这种的这个叫福音外展活动
to reach a 23-year-old punk rocker in London
可能你不会想到说我们如何为到二十多岁这个朋克的这种乐团里面的人怎么样去得到他呢
would say get some elderly people in Ovaltine
你说我们好我们就派一批长者去然后给他阿华田喝
but it showed me that God is biggerthan just the exterior things.
我们知道了原来上帝是比我们自己所安排这种外面的形式呢要更大。
And the important part was love and community and relationships.
原来更重要的就是我们当中所表现的爱我们基督徒的团体还有我们表现的这个信心。
And when trust was built through community,
这个在基督徒圈子里面开始建立的这种的信任
Then I listened to what they said.
我们也开始呢，我也听他们所说的话。
I don't even remember the church meetings with the preaching.
我根本都不记得当时聚会里面的内容是什么了。
But I do remember their relationships, their love, and their question answering.
但是我唯一记得就是他们那种的关系，在他们当中给我的爱，还有我可以自由地发问我自己的问题。
I believe the number one way we're going to reach this next generation.
我相信我们要把信仰传给下一代，第一应该要做的事情呢
is going to be you in this room.
就是说您在这个大堂里边
who are making an influence in younger people's lives.
就是您对于下一代的这些年轻人可以做出的影响力。
The Bible says in Psalm 145 verse 4.
在诗篇145篇第四节说
One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts.
这里说这代要对那代颂赞你的作为也要传扬你的大能。
You don't have to be a preacher.
你不用是一个牧师。
You don't have to wear skinny jeans.
Sorry.
You don't have to wear skinny jeans.
Oh, skinny jeans. Okay. Yeah. 你不用这个穿着憋裤。
You don't have to know the latest music.
你不需要知道最近在唱什么歌啊。
But what you do need to do is be walking with Jesus.
我们最需要就是跟着耶稣走。
I have a few just closing words to say.
好，最后再要说一些结束的话。
In this room, if you could recognize that this generation is facing major confusion about the Bible.
你只要在这个房间今天听到了时间，你只要认可原来这个新生代里面，他们对于价值观是非常混乱的时间。
In ways that previous generations have never experienced.
它比我们祖辈那些人所面对的困惑要更大的话。
And this is heartbreaking.
那这个是一个很心碎的事情。
For older generations,
在我们老一辈的人当中
we may need to give up some of our personal preferences.
可能我们要改变一些自己所喜爱的东西哦。
About what church is and what it looks like for new generations.
可能要改变一下我们教会的现状来适合这些新生代。
You may not understand why younger people are doing music a certain way or how they go about church.
你可能不一定能了解或认同呢这些年轻人听的音乐啊或者他们穿着怎么样来教会啊。
And that's just to be expected. That's just to be expected.
这个就是我们对他们的一些期盼吧。
But here's what I'd like to ask you to do.
但是我要问你想要做的事情是什么
?That you will be the biggest cheerleaders and really praying for youth leaders and college ministry leaders and those that teach your children.
但是我们可以做什么呢？就是在我们教牧同工，他们做年轻人工作的，我们在他们团队的旁边做他们的拉拉队，来为他们来祷告。
That you'll be praying for Pastor Xu, Pastor Homing, Pastor Kelly.
我们就为到我们英文堂这些年轻的这些牧长们呢，他们就是对于这些年轻人做教导 ，Pastor Xu 啊 ，Kelly Homing 这些。
They may be doing ministry different.
他们可能用他们了解年轻人的方法去跟他们相处。
But as long as the Bible is not compromised.
最主要呢，圣经的原则是要坚定不移的。
As long as the gospel is being taught.
最主要这个福音呢，是要被正确的传出去。
It may be different.
可能外面的包装有点不一样。
You may not even like it.
可能你也不一定认同。
But pray for them and support them.
但是呢，就为他们祷告，然后去支持他们。
They did not ask me to say this.
他们没有这样子要求我，是我说的。
I know a woman who is 92 years old.
我知道认识一个92岁的一个女性。
She was part of a church.
她是教会里的姐妹。
That had organ music and robes and was very traditional church.
她是在一个非常传统里面的一个风琴的弹的司琴。
It was getting older and older, and no young people were there.
他知道呢，原来他在这个教会里面待了非常非常长，然后年轻人基本就不来了。
The church made some changes.
那个教会开始改变。
And some of the older people got angry and even left.
这些年长的这些弟兄姊妹就非常的生气，他们就说走了。
But this 92-year-old stayed there.
但是这个92岁的老姐妹居然还留下来。
And she said.I may not like the music.
他说我可能不一定欣赏他们这些的音乐。
But she was overjoyed seeing all the young people coming into the church.
但他心里充满了喜乐，因为知道年轻人能够来。
And she would stand outside to give out bulletins.
他就宁愿站在外面呢，就给他们这些的周报一个一个去派给他们。
And before the young people were coming in,
这些年轻人还没进来教堂之前。
She would say, I'm not giving you a bulletin until I give you a hug.
她说我不会给你这个周报，但是你要先给我一个拥抱，我才给你周报。
So she'd be giving young people hugs before they would come in the room.
但是呢，这个老姐妹就开始呢，每一个年轻人都拥抱他们，然后给他们一份的周报。
Now if I did that, it would be creepy.
如果我这样做，人家说又是怪怪的牧师出现了。
But here she was, believing in Jesus, wanting to see young people know who he was.
但这个老姐妹所表现的就是她宁愿 看到有人来耶稣的面前而放弃了他自己的喜好。
See, young people will watch you, how you act, if you're loving, if you're kind.
所以年轻人是看到我们是不是对他真正的和蔼可亲。
And grandparents and parents in this room,
我们当中的祖辈的弟兄姐妹还有我们做父母的，
The biggest thing you can do is to pray.
最大最主要的就是为他们确实的祷告。
But if you're a Christian,
但如果您是一个基督徒，
that you will authentically follow him.
可不可以真心的去跟随耶稣？
And as your children, as your grandchildren watch you,
让你的这个后辈晚辈去看着你，
that you won't try to change them to be like you.
你不要改变他们成为你一样吗？
You'll want them to know Jesus, of course.
你想让他们去认识耶稣，对吗？
But they will see in you kindness and love and patience.
其实他们会阅读您到底有没有这种的啊慈悲的心啊，有没有这种爱心啊，他能读出来的。
So instead of seeing maybe angry or them getting made fun of for the way they do things differently.
他们就其实不期盼在基督徒的身上能够看到一些是非常愤怒的，然后经常批评他们的这些的基督徒。
That they will understand love like I experienced with that elderly church.
就好像我当初如何在那个教堂里面所经历到那几个老弟兄姐妹的经历。
Your little comments and your actions make a big difference.
原来您对年轻人这些的评语评价呢，对他们是非常重要的。
So many of the young people that I've talked to who have stayed in the church and their faith.
我跟很多的年轻人告诉他们，就是他们成功的留在教堂里面。
We'll say they had parents and grandparents who were kind and loving.
他会告诉我同样的故事，就是他们的父母和他们的祖辈对他们非常非常的爱。
And were truly living out their faith, not just going to church.
他们是真正的表现他们的信仰出来，而不是说光着去教堂这么回事。
They weren't just Sunday Christians and then lived differently through the week.
他们不是就星期天去一个教堂，然后平常该干嘛就干嘛。
And then the younger people saw that.
原来年轻人正在看着。
I'd also just want to recommend to you.
我也向大家正式的推荐。
That you encourage questions to be asked.
你也鼓励一些年轻一辈的去问问题。
And you never shame a young person for asking questions.
你不要去求他说你怎么问这种问题啊。
Even when they doubt.
如果他们有疑惑的时候。
Because they're in the time period when they will ask questions in doubt, and that's a good thing.
如果他们遇到了一个年龄层，他们总是会问题的，这个是好事情。
I'm so glad that when I ask questions, he didn't make me feel dumb or shame me.
但是我觉得非常庆幸的就是，当时我进入那个教堂里面，我问问题，他们没有告诉我说我是一个笨蛋。
And no matter how old you are in this room,
而不论我们在座您的年龄是多少。
Never think that you are too old that you can't influence a young person for Jesus.
你不要想说我年纪太大了，我不能影响年轻的一代。
I'm going to now pray.
我现在要祷告。
And I would like you to please think of somebody that's younger in your life.
我请大家低头的时间，您想一个在你认识的圈子中间一个年轻人的名字。
That may not know Jesus yet.
他们还不认识耶稣的。
And I'd like to pray for them right now.
我希望我现在为这些您思想里面这个名字的人，我为他们祷告。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的神，
Thank you for saving us.
谢谢您赦免拯救我们。
You put someone in our life to influence us for Jesus.
上帝啊，您派一些人成为我们信仰当中的启蒙者。
I pray for whoever is coming to my mind.
上帝啊，我同样为到那个心中的名字来祷告。
That you will put someone in their life to influence them for Jesus.
上帝啊，我求您同样差派一个启蒙者到他们的身边吧。
That you will show me how to be a loving and kind person.
上帝啊，求您帮助我，让我活出一个真正慈悲怜悯的一个基督徒。
That will represent Jesus well.
真是代表能够足以正确的代表耶稣基督
to those around me.
就是在我身边所有的人。
And Lord, I just pray for each person in this room.
天父啊，我为到在座的每一位。
That they will never, ever, ever give up.
他们不会因此就放弃。
Praying for someone that they may love.
他们为到他们所爱的祷告不灰心。
That doesn't know you yet.
他们不认识你的这些，我们为他们祷告。
If you can save a punk rocker living in England.
如果上帝您可以为到一个朋克音乐者都可以拯救他的话
through 83-year-old sandwiches and Ovaltine.
你为到这些很老一辈的83岁这个Stuart Allen 也可以使用他们的话
you can do that with the people in this room.
你更加可以使用我们在座每一个人
we pray for this next generation.
我们为到下一代诚心的祷告
That they may know you and love you.
愿意他们都认识您并且爱您。
Amen.
Amen.